student loan repayment options after save ends, a comparison of IBR, RAP, and standard repayment. U.S. federal student loan borrowers in save deferment status should compare the costs and forgiveness implications of the IBR, RAP, pay/ICR, and standard repayment plans based on the date they receive the notice and the 90-day deadline. In particular, PSLF borrowers should prioritize verifying their qualifying payment months over their monthly payment amounts. Even if a date in 2028 appears in your save account, your individual deadline should be determined based on the date you received the notice and the 90-day deadline. While IBR often remains a statutory income-based repayment option, the payment amount, forgiveness period, and eligibility requirements vary depending on when the borrower took out the loan and the type of loan. Since RAP is a new system, you must verify that the FSA system display, the loan management agency information, and the official calculation results all match. Borrowers aiming for PSLF should first confirm whether the save forbearance period counts toward the PSLF eligibility period and whether their payment plan after the transition is PSLF eligible. If you do not make a selection by the deadline, you will be placed on the standard repayment plan, which carries the risk that your monthly payment could suddenly increase. Key summary: the most important question for borrowers on the save plan for U.S. federal student loans is, what do I need to choose and by when? As discussions among users continue regarding the fact that notices urging save forbearance borrowers to switch to other repayment plans began on July 1, 2026, confusion has grown over whether the 2028 date displayed on the account screen is the actual deadline when the RAP will appear, and whether borrowers will be automatically placed on the standard repayment plan if they take no action. In practice, these three elements must be distinguished. The forbearance end date displayed on the account screen. This may be an administrative or system-generated date. The date the individual notice is received. This may serve as the starting point for calculating the 90-day deadline. Default processing if no selection is made. The loan servicer may place you on the standard repayment plan or another available plan, which could significantly change your monthly payment amount. This article is a practical guide for save borrowers to compare IBR, pay/ICR, RAP, and standard repayment, and make decisions based on PSLF eligibility. Specific eligibility requirements and monthly payments must be cross-checked using student aid. GOV, the FSA loan simulator, and written guidance from your loan servicer. Three dates you need to check. First item to check why it's important where to check date of notification may serve as the starting point for the 90-day selection period. Email, mail, student aid. GOV notifications, servicer inbox 90-day deadline. You may need to begin the process of applying for or changing a repayment plan by this date. Body of the notice, guidance from the loan servicer, the 2028 date displayed on your account. This may be a date displayed due to deferment, system settings, or program transitions, not your actual individual deadline. Student aid. GOV account, servicer account. Why you shouldn't assume the 2028 date is my deadline. While in a save-related forbearance status, the date displayed on your account screen may not be your individual deadline for action, but rather an administrative end date, a system default, or a date reflecting a program transition. Conversely, if a 90-day deadline is specified in a notice, that notice is more likely to serve as a direct basis for action. Therefore, it is advisable to confirm the following points in writing with your loan servicer. When does my save forbearance end? What is the last date by which I must select a repayment plan? If I do not make a selection by that date, which repayment plan will I be placed on? How will interest be handled until I transition to the new plan? Repayment plan comparison. IBR, pay/ICR, RAP, standard repayment. The table below provides a summary to aid in decision-making. Actual eligibility may vary depending on the type of loan, the original borrowing date, whether it is a new loan, whether it is a consolidated loan, and the schedule for regulatory and system transitions. Category: monthly payment structure. Eligibility for forgiveness notes on new loans/applications. From a PSLF perspective, IBR generally calculated based on a certain percentage of discretionary income. Depending on the borrower's category, either a 10% or 15% structure may apply. Balance forgiveness is possible after a certain period of qualifying payments. Typically, 20 or 25-year terms are common. While an important statutory IDR option, eligibility requirements and calculation formulas vary depending on when the borrower took out the loan. If the loan, employment, and payments are eligible, these months may count toward PSLF. Pay/ICR pay is income-based, while ICR takes both income and the outstanding loan balance into account. Each plan has a forgiveness structure following the eligible payment period. As these plans are largely legacy IDR programs, you must check FSA guidelines to confirm whether new applications are accepted or if you can continue participating. If eligibility requirements are met, it can be used for PSLF, but you must first confirm its availability. RAP This is a new repayment assistance plan under the law. Payment amounts may be calculated based on income brackets or income levels. Specific amounts must be verified through FSA calculations. It may include a balance forgiveness structure after long-term repayment, but specific details must be verified through official guidance and system implementation. This could be an important option for new borrowers. However, when it appears in the account and when it becomes available for application may vary by borrower. You must check official guidance to determine how this is treated as a PSLF-eligible plan. Standard repayment, fixed monthly payment. Since it is generally based on a 10-year repayment term, the monthly payment may be high. There is no long-term forgiveness under the IDR plan. There may be no remaining balance after completing the 10-year standard repayment term. This may be the default option assigned if no selection is made. The standard repayment term for consolidated loans may be longer. While the 10-year standard repayment plan may be eligible for PSLF, the long-term standard repayment plan for consolidated loans requires separate verification. The criteria for determining PSLF borrowers and non-PSLF borrowers differ. 1. PSLF borrowers. Qualifying months take precedence over monthly payments if you're aiming for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness, PSLF, program. You shouldn't just look for the lowest monthly payment. The key points are the following 4. Is my loan a PSLF-eligible direct loan? Is my employer a PSLF-eligible public service employer? Do payments under my new repayment plan count as PSLF-eligible payments? Does the save forbearance period count toward PSLF or IDR forgiveness eligibility? The deferment period related to the save lawsuit may not count toward PSLF eligibility the same way regular payment months do. Therefore, borrowers nearing the end of their PSLF eligibility may benefit from switching to a plan such as IBR that is definitely recognized as PSLF eligible to accumulate actual payment months. However, you should also verify how any administrative deferment that occurs while your switch request is being processed is calculated. Simple decision-making flowchart for PSLF borrowers. Check your cumulative PSLF qualifying months on StudentAid.gov. Verify that your employment verification is up to date. If you have few qualifying months remaining, prioritize accumulating qualifying months over reducing your monthly payment. Check official guidelines to determine which plan IBR, Pay/ICR, or RAP qualifies for PSLF. Request written confirmation from your loan servicer regarding the scheduled date of your first payment after switching plans and whether it counts toward PSLF. 2. Non-PSLF borrowers. Compare total costs and forgiveness timeline if you are not eligible for PSLF. The criteria for comparison change. Is the monthly payment affordable? How much interest will accrue? Is it realistic to reach the long-term forgiveness threshold? How much will the payment increase if your income rises? How will marriage, filing status, or changes in family size affect your payment amount? Could tax issues arise upon forgiveness? For non-PSLF borrowers, a low monthly payment isn't always the best option. The lower the monthly payment, the longer the repayment period, and the greater the total interest burden may become. Conversely, for borrowers who realistically expect long-term forgiveness, IDR, or RAP, may be more advantageous than the standard repayment plan. What happens if I do nothing? Scenario: if you do not select a repayment plan by the deadline, the following risks apply. Scenario: possible outcome, what the borrower should do: automatic placement on standard repayment. Monthly payments may increase sharply. Calculate the standard monthly payment in advance and verify your ability to afford it. Resumption of billing after deferment ends. Missed payments may result in delinquency. Verify your direct debit, billing date, and payment account. Delay in transition application. The processing period may be prolonged even after you've applied. Save your application receipt number and processing status. Gaps in PSLF eligible months. The deferment or processing period may not count toward eligible months. Verify your PSLF account updates and employment verification. The most dangerous assumption is that low payment amounts, such as those under the SAVE program, will continue even if you do nothing. If you receive a notice, you must check the deadline for action and the default repayment plan. Checklist for cross-checking the FSA calculator and loan servicer information. The FSA loan simulator may temporarily display errors or may not yet reflect the new RAP program. Rather than relying on a single calculation result, you should compare the following items. Information to prepare before calculating AGI, adjusted gross income, from your most recent tax return, number of family members, marital status, and filing status, loan types, direct, FFL, parent plus, direct consolidation, etc. Principal, interest rate, and accrued interest for each loan, cumulative months toward PSLF eligibility, expected changes in income, cross-checking steps, save your current repayment plan, and forbearance status in your student aid. GOV account. Use the FSA loan simulator to calculate your IBR, eligible IDR, and standard monthly payment. If RAP is not displayed or appears incorrect, contact your loan servicer to inquire about when you can apply for RAP and the estimated calculation formula. Compare the estimated payment amount in your loan servicer's account with the FSA results. If there is a discrepancy, save a screenshot and the date and request a written response. PSLF borrowers should separately verify whether payments made after conversion count toward PSLF eligible months. Borrower types requiring special attention by plan borrowers who may want to consider IBR first, borrowers who need to start accruing PSLF eligible months again, borrowers whose time has effectively stalled. Because SAVE forbearance does not count toward eligible months, borrowers whose RAP eligibility status is still unclear, borrowers who need a stable income-driven repayment option, borrowers who should consider RAP new, borrowers who need to confirm whether they are eligible for the new program, borrowers whose monthly RAP payment is likely to be lower than their existing IDR payment, borrowers who want to compare long-term repayment plans and forgiveness structures, borrowers who have received clear guidance from their FSA and servicer that they are eligible to apply for RAP, borrowers who can afford standard repayment, borrowers with a small outstanding balance who can pay off the loan quickly, borrowers with high income for whom the difference between the IDR monthly payment and the standard repayment monthly payment is not significant, borrowers who prioritize minimizing interest costs over long-term debt forgiveness, borrowers who are not eligible for PSLF and aim to repay the loan within 10 years, practical steps, save the notification. Save emails, mail, and account messages as PDFs. Mark the 90-day deadline on your calendar. Set reminders 30 days, 14 days, and 7 days before the deadline. Document the current status. Note the SAVE forbearance, the 2028 date, and the balance and interest rate for each loan. Compare monthly payments under IBR, RAP, and standard repayment plans. Check both the FSA calculator and the servicer's guidelines. Evaluate PSLF eligibility separately. PSLF borrowers should prioritize the month in which they qualify. Keep your application receipt. Save your online application confirmation number, submission date, and consultation records. Check your first billing statement. If the actual amount billed after the transition differs from your expectations, file a dispute immediately. Conclusion: during the SAVE termination or transition phase, The most important factors are not a single date on your account screen, but rather individual notices, the 90-day deadline, and the actual results of the new repayment plan's implementation. PSLF borrowers should focus on the qualifying month, while non-PSLF borrowers should focus on total costs and the long-term potential for debt forgiveness. Since IBR, RAP, Pay/ICR, and standard repayment all have different pros and cons, it is safest to cross-check the official calculator with written guidance from your loan servicer before making a selection by the deadline.